Imagine waking up in a world where robots handle all mundane work, renewable energy is virtually free, gene editing has eliminated disease, and resources are abundant for everyone. According to Aaron Bastani, this future is not only possible, but inevitable. We stand at the threshold of the third disruption, a transformation as profound as the agricultural and industrial revolutions before it, but happening at exponential speed. Our current system is crumbling under multiple crises: stagnant wages, unaffordable housing, climate change, and democratic erosion. The 2008 financial collapse marked the beginning of the end for the neoliberal consensus that has dominated since the 1980s. Yet amid these challenges emerges something revolutionary, a society as distinct from our own as the 20th century was from feudalism. Human history has experienced two previous disruptions. The first occurred 12,000 years ago when nomadic hunting gave way to settled agriculture. This Neolithic revolution generated unprecedented food surpluses, allowing humans to develop trade, arts, writing, and complex social structures. The second disruption began 250 years ago with the Industrial Revolution. Powered by fossil fuels and steam engines, it freed us from limitations in physical power. James Watt's improved steam engine transformed production and enabled global infrastructure through railways and steamships. Today's third disruption builds upon the transistor and integrated circuit, the equivalent to Watt's steam engine. While the second disruption freed us from scarcity and motive power, the third creates abundance in information, labor, energy, and resources. What makes this disruption different is its speed. Technological change is accelerating exponentially, with computing power, solar energy, and genetic sequencing doubling at regular intervals. Capitalism, a system built on managing scarcity, falters under extreme abundance. When information, energy, labor, and resources become nearly free, the profit motive weakens. Digital photography illustrates this transformation. From Kodak's $13,000 DCS-100 in 1991 to today's smartphone cameras, photography shifted from material goods, film, to information, digital files. Following Moore's law, with pixels per dollar doubling yearly, this evolution bankrupted Kodak and virtually eliminated film photography. This pattern extends broadly. Solar energy has followed a 20% cost reduction curve for 60 years. Battery costs have dropped from $650 to around $100 per kilowatt hour in a decade. Gene sequencing that cost billions now costs under $1,000. Paradoxically, these abundance-creating technologies threaten jobs under our current economic system. The Economist questioned in 2011, "What happens when machines become workers?" challenging Adam Smith's premise that labor would always remain distinct from capital. The Bank of England predicts 40% of UK jobs will disappear soon, while Oxford researchers estimate 47% of US jobs face high automation risk. This creates both employment and consumption crises. When Henry Ford II showed automation to union leader Walter Reuther and asked about union dues from robots, Reuther countered, "How will you get them to buy your cars?" Yet history offers perspective. The horse manure crisis of 1894 resolved when automobiles replaced horses, showing what seemed terminal was merely friction between technological paradigms. The sun delivers 174 petawatts of energy to Earth, thousands of times our current consumption. In just 90 minutes, we receive enough solar energy to power humanity for a year, essentially free energy from nature's nuclear reactor. Solar technology has transformed since powering NASA's Vanguard 1 satellite in 1958 at thousands of dollars per watt. Today, sunny regions generate solar for just 50 cents per watt. Global capacity doubles every 2 years, with installations growing 40% annually. By 2016, solar became the world's fastest-growing energy source. Energy storage technologies are advancing even faster. Since 2009, lithium-ion battery costs have fallen from $650 per kilowatt-hour toward a projected $100 by the early 2020s. In 15 years, energy capacity has tripled while costs have decreased tenfold. This renewable revolution will be most transformative in the global south, potentially ending historic wealth imbalances. Just as Nigeria leapfrogged landlines for 150 million mobile phones, developing nations can bypass traditional grid infrastructure for distributed solar, bringing electricity to billions currently without it. Space exploration costs have plummeted from $3.5 billion per Saturn V launch during Apollo to $61 million for SpaceX's Falcon 9, with smaller companies targeting 4.9 million weekly launches. This reduction makes asteroid mining feasible, accessing resources that vastly exceed Earth's reserves. A single 500-meter platinum-rich asteroid could contain 175 times the annual global platinum output, while asteroid 16 Psyche holds an estimated 10,000 quadrillion in metals. The challenge? Capitalism struggles to function amid such extreme abundance. Genomics has transformed by merging DNA research with computing. After Watson and Crick's 1953 discovery, the Human Genome Project was completed in 2003. Sequencing costs fell from $1 million in 2007 to under $1,000 by 2015, faster than Moore's Law. CRISPR-Cas9 has democratized gene editing, reducing costs by 99% and shortening experiments from months to weeks. Gene therapies could eliminate numerous conditions and address aging population challenges. Will these technologies create biological inequality or benefit everyone? In 2013, Dutch professor Mark Post unveiled the first lab-grown burger at $325,000, secretly funded by Google's Sergey Brin. By 2016, Memphis Meats produced a cultured meatball for just $1,000. The process involves removing muscle samples from animals, isolating stem cells, and growing them in a bioreactor. After 9 to 21 days, cells develop into skeletal muscle ready for harvest. While cellular agriculture grows real animal proteins without animals, companies like Impossible Foods create plant-based alternatives indistinguishable from meat. Their breakthrough is heme, the molecule giving blood its color and meat its taste, which they produce by inserting heme-coding genes into yeast. This technology extends beyond meat. Perfect Day Foods creates real milk proteins by inserting cow DNA sequences into yeast, which, when fermented, produces identical milk proteins. Combined with plant-based fats and nutrients, this creates milk molecularly identical to dairy with dramatically less environmental impact. These innovations could eliminate the environmental devastation of industrial animal agriculture while ending immense animal suffering. The third disruption's technologies offer new possibilities, but without proper politics, they'll merely enable novel profiteering. As Marx noted, advanced machinery often forces workers to work longer than with crude tools. Fully automated luxury communism isn't the communism of the early 20th century, but something new, a politics putting technological advances at humanity's service. It recognizes that true communism was impossible before the third disruption, just as surplus was impossible before agriculture. Falk centers human rights and personal happiness, building a society where everyone can access resources for self-determination. As Roosevelt observed, necessitous people are not free people. Liberal ends require communist means, as most cannot find happiness while necessities remain profit-driven commodities. The immediate task is dismantling neoliberal orthodoxy built on weak unions, precarious labor, and privatization. Universal basic services would make transportation, healthcare, housing, education, and information freely accessible to all. These benefits should flow to citizens, not profiteers. This isn't about some distant future, but a present we fail to see, a better world already visible beyond scarcity and capitalism's limitations.